Priest coming out of the huddle, just head out of the gates flying. Returns the kickoff for 94 yards when a score 2-point version was good. And now it's Reese 8, Ubley nothing, with 11:46 left in the first quarter. An update from Harbor Beach. It's Harbor Beach 7, Merrill nothing, with 9:49 left in the first. Ubley brings this one in at the 15-yard line. Gets out to about the 24 before he's brought down. The man receiving that, coming up, is number 12. That's Brian Bland, a 5'5" senior, playing in his last postseason.
Number 55, Devin Jones, makes his first tackle of the night.
First and 10 for the Bearcats from their own 27-yard line, Right to left across your radio. Ubley in the white jerseys, black pants, and black helmets. Reese coming out in the maroon and gold, maroon jerseys, gold pants, gold lettering, and maroon helmets with a gold stripe down the middle. Reese written on both sides. Sweeney comes out under center, T formation behind him. Three men in the backfield. It's a handoff to number five to the right side. That's Kurt Kaboski, the 5'9" sophomore running back, 165 pounds. And he gets about 5 yards out to the 32-yard line. Second and five for the Bearcats.
Number 35, Archie Nairt, makes the tackle.
We said that Ubley really need to keep the Reese offense off the field. They technically did. It was the special teams that scored in the first play.
Yeah, they know Frost is the main running back on offense. He's returning kicks just because he's that dangerous. They want the ball in his hands that many times. Just a huge disaster for Ubley to start this game.
And it's another handoff to Kaboski to the right side, out to the 35-yard line. That's about 4 more yards. Brings up third and short, third and one at the right hash mark for the Bearcats.
The quarterback, number 5, Cody Peock, makes the tackle.
Third and one coming up for the Bearcats. Like we said, every play with the wing tee seems to draw about 4 to 5 yards for the Ubley Bearcats, something they're satisfied with, but when they're trailing by many points, not so well. They're running up to the line of scrimmage, working off the right hash, right at the 35-yard line of their own territory. Three men in the backfield, Sweeney under center. There's a snap, goes to Kaboski one more time, has the first down, gets out to about the 38-yard line, according to the spot, maybe the 39. Move the chains for the first time tonight for the Bearcats, first and 10.
Crucial first down. Ubley needs to get this ball out of their own side of the field. At least put Reese's backs against the wall. The goal is obviously to score points and keep this game close, but at the least, they want to make Reese go a full field on their defense.
Ubley with the snap, pass it off to the left side this time to number 12, Brian Bland, a 5'5" senior. Hit of the line of scrimmage, dives forward for about another yard to the 40. The nose of the football touching the 40-yard line in Ubley territory. Second and 9 for the Bearcats. Right to left across your radio.
Reese's number 12 made the tackle, Tony Bentley.
9:50 remains in the first quarter. Ubley trails 8-0. Reese ran back the starting kickoff to begin this game. Second and 9 for the Bearcats at their own 40-yard line. Same formation, Sweeney under center. Three men in the backfield, Bland, Kaboski, and it's a handoff to Bland to the right side, and he gets drilled right at the line of scrimmage at the 41. Maybe a gain of 1 on the play, but still brings up 3rd and long, 3rd and 8 from the 41.
Tony Bentley again on that tackle.
Starting to hear the same names from you, Dave, already.
Yeah, so far he's made the tackle on Bland in back-to-back plays. Bland taking the carry up the middle of the last two plays, and that's apparently the hole that Bentley's going to be watching all night.
3rd and 8 for the Bearcats. Still on their right hash, this time at their own 41. Three men in the backfield, Sweeney under center, as you'll see most of the night. Sweeney rolling back to pass. He has a defender in front of his face, breaks through that one. Now he has a broken play, chucks it down the field, down to the 30-yard line.
Oh.
Hits the hands of number 88, Jonathan Bisher, but a little overthrown and falls incomplete. Bisher had nothing but green space in front of him. Unfortunately, couldn't bring it in. And now they're faced with a 4th and long in their own territory.
Nick Sweeney doing all he can to dodge bullets in the backfield. He shed 2 tackles, did a nice job to plant his feet, throw it downfield. He probably threw that ball 30 yards in the air, 35 yards, and hit Jonathan Bisher's outstretched hand. He couldn't get 2 hands up and haul it in, though. Went off his left hand and fell incomplete. Otherwise, potential of a broken play turning into a huge play. So now Ubley's going to be forced to punt.
Ubley brings out the punt team, better known as a different offensive formation for them. Sweeney at the punter. Kicks it from his own 30, bounces at the 30 of Reese, takes an ugly bounce out to the 26. But there's number 54, picks it up and is screaming down the field. That's Kyle Yatsevich, a senior running back, a big running back at that, out to about the 40-yard line. And that's where Reese will start after everything that was all said and done, 20-yard punt.
Number 71, Scott Shepard, the sophomore, wrestles him out of bounds.
First and 10 for the Reese Rockets. The first time their offense has been on the field, they lead 8-0 over Ubley after running back the opening kickoff. 8:33 remains in the first quarter. Coming out with a flanker to the left, a receiver to the right, and their quarterback, Piak, under center. One man in the backfield, man in motion, that's 21, but they hand it off to the left side. That would be number 12, Tony Bentley, a junior. Junior running back coming out of the backfield. Gets about 7 yards, well, roughly about 6.5. Second and 4 coming up.
The senior, number 30, Curtis Booms, tripped him up.
Second and 4 for the Reese Rockets from their own 46-yard line. Come out in the same formation. Number 9 at the wide receiver. That's Adam Jansen. Piak under center. And it's a handoff to the right side. Ubley's there to meet him at the line of scrimmage. Maybe a gain of 1 out to the 49. A lot of white jerseys on top of that running back for Reese on the bottom of the pile. On the bottom of that would be number 12, Bentley. His second straight carry for Reese brings up 3rd and 2.
Number 57, Sky Grifka, makes the tackle.
3rd and 2 for Reese Rockets. This could be a big stop for Ubley with a 3 and out in front of them. Receiver to the right, same formation, man in motion to the right, and it's a handoff to the man in motion. Number 21 gets the first down and trips up at the 46, finally brought down to the 44. Number 21, that will be Trevor Albers, the other running back. Like we said, Reese has a slew of running backs in the backfield that can do nearly it all, and this time they get the first down into ugly territory at the 44.
Number 67, Tyler Drapeski, got him by the shoelaces.
First and 10 for the Rockets, directly in front of us. The maroon and gold jerseys in full force tonight. Receiver to the left side this time, flanker to the right. That's number 13, Matt Frost. Man in motion. And they're looking back to pass. PX out, and there's man right in front of him. But Percy connects with his big man, number 35. A heck of a stiff arm at the 23. Finally pushed out of bounds at the 19. Number 35 is a big target. That would be Archie Nair, a junior tight end, but he has to be a minimum of 250 pounds and about 6'3". First and 10 for the Reese Rockets with authority.
Number 2, Nick Sweeney, ran him out of bounds. Number 55, Daniel Rakowski, putting Piak on his backside. Piak made a great throw under heavy pressure.
The pass complete for 19 yards to Naird, and a first and 10 for the Reese Rockets at the 25-yard line of Ubley. Right on the brink of the red zone. 6.5 left. Reese leads 8-0 over Ubley. Man in motion. And it's a handoff to the right side to number 12, Bentley. And he's caught in the backfield by the Ubley defense. Good read there by the orange and black. And a loss of 2. Now they're saying he's caught at the line of scrimmage. A little of a generous spot there for the Reese Rockets to start on their 1st and 10. Now 2nd and 10.
The senior tackle, Austin Bisher, met him at the line.
2nd and 10 from the 25-yard line. Clock continues to wind down. 6 minutes left in the first quarter. No scores since the first play of the game. Reese ran it back for 94 yards on the opening kickoff. A little bit of a wishbone in the backfield. 3 men in the backfield, 1 to the front. And it's a keeper to Piak. And he gets out to about the 18-yard line. Gain of 2. Now 3rd and 8 for the maroon and gold in ugly territory into the 23-yard line.
Austin Bisher in on that tackle as well.
5.5 left in the first quarter. 8-0, Reese leads. Faced with a 3rd and 8 from the ugly 23, working off the left hash, left to right across your radio. Receiver wide each way, eye formation in the backfield. Piak looking back to pass, passes to his right, has a receiver open to number 13, and it is caught by Matt Frost. Touchdown, Reese.